Tom, is there anything that Bill has said to you guys? I think occasionally he'll speak to you guys in the morning. Just his message or just his overall kind of thing he's trying to get across to you guys to stick together as a team?
I think just consistency, going out there and just doing the same thing and kind of string together a few good practices and make them all good practices.
You dealt with a lot of coaches in college. What stands out to you about him in terms of his personality? Not so much the coaching, but what you see in him as a person.
He's just a very passionate coach, and he loves the game, and he's a hands-on coach. He'll go out there and he'll help you out individually. So he's a great coach.
So how much better are you now than you were, 10 days ago when you guys started these OTA practices?
I think we're all progressing pretty well. I think the offense is moving well and the defense is doing a good job, and that's all I can say right now.
What's it like working with Gotsi?
It's awesome. He's a good coach. He helps us all out a lot, and he's a good coach.
He talked yesterday about how he's always challenging the quarterbacks in the meeting room, and he said he's peppering you guys with questions when you might not be expecting it. What's that been like for you, and how have you learned from it?
I mean, it helps you prepare a lot, because, you only get a few questions thrown at you here or there, and you have to be prepared to answer it the right way, and it keeps you on your toes, and that's the kind of coach you want to be with. You don't want to be with someone who's going to push you off to the side or help you not develop. He helps me out, and he quizzes me and asks me the same questions he asks the vet, so it's good, and you gotta learn quick.
How early have you been getting here, and how late have you been leaving? It's during OTAs.
Trying to get here as early as possible and leave as late as possible. And
what's it like waiting for your reps when other guys are going? Because obviously all four of you are pretty hungry, wanting to get as many reps as possible.
I just think that's part of the game, really. I think you get a few reps here or there, and you gotta make it count, really, and hopefully they build after that. But right now I'm just trying to learn the offense and do whatever I can to help out this team.
Gotsi told us he's not holding back any with you just because you're a rookie. Have you felt overwhelmed at any point?
Learning the playbook? I don't think overwhelmed. It's a lot to learn, and I'm doing the best I can to learn it. And I talk to all the older vets, the quarterbacks, and they all give me encouragement. Just kind of going throughout this whole process and learning this, and got to take it one day at a time and just keep learning it.
What do you do after you make a mistake? How do you go about correcting it, either whether it's in a meeting room or on the field?
Well, I think a lot of it's in the meeting room because, it's a fast-tempo practice. You really can't take a step back and say, what did I do wrong there? You really got to study the film and study the film to not let it happen again.
What year is the Malibu?
It's my college car. It's like a 2007. Pretty bad.
You're just going to write it out? No new purchase?
I don't like cars, so I'm just stick with the Malibu.
What color is it?
It's terrible black. The heat down here is unbelievable.
When Coach Gotsi is saying, I coach these guys hard, and Coach O'Brien coaches hard, what does that mean?
They're just going to stay on top of you. They're not going to baby you. They're not going to, especially for me, being a rookie, they're not going to sit there and treat me like a rookie. They're going to treat me like a veteran trying to kind of earn my stay here, and that's how it should be. This is a business, and you got to go out there and you got to compete and prepare like a professional and do the things you need to do to stay here.
I think you referenced this earlier, but you like that. You seem to enjoy that kind of coaching.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's really what it is. It's not going to do you any good if a coach babies you and says, hey, this is what you're supposed to do here. If they don't get on you, then they don't care about you. That's kind of how I look at it.
Wouldn't rule you out as a potential backup for this team, the number two quarterback. What's that mean to you as a rookie, fourth round pick, to know you could be this team's number two QB going into the week one?
I'm just trying to learn the offense and do what I can to help out this team, and all that other stuff will play out.
You've walked into situations before, Tom, and succeeded once you got there. Two schools, you were able to do that. And how do you build trust with guys on the team quickly, or just how does that happen with other guys as a part of the offense to have them trust you early on?
I think it's just accountability. Right now, learning this offense, you got to know everything out there. And when they come and ask you a question about something, you got to know it. And especially for some of us rookies that don't get as many reps, you got to really take it after practice, and you got to rep out these game time situations after practice when no one's there. And I think that's what myself and a lot of the rookies are doing. We're kind of staying after throwing, working on some stuff, just so when we get our opportunity, we can make it count.
So you stay with the other rookies to get those reps in?
Absolutely. I think that's the number one thing, because this team's not going to slow down for rookies. They got to perform, and they got to perform now, and it's a performance-based game. So you got to go out there and you got to get the reps when you can and take it.